The Housing Authority in Fayetteville is preparing to turn in its updated five-year capital expenditures plan to the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development. With two new board members, the Fayetteville Housing Authority organized a tour of two of its four properties. The FHA operates Willow Heights, Lewis Plaza, and Hillcrest Towers using only federal dollars because the properties are designated as public housing. Morgan Manor is the only property that is part of the Rental Assistance Demonstration Program, combining public and private investment. Ozarks at Large's Zuzanna Sitek went on last week's tour of Willow Heights and Lewis Plaza and has this story.
This is a unit that they just got ready, and our tenants signed the lease right now. So if you want to kind of walk around in our little area, you can kind of see what we got. So, of course, you smell the paint.
Denise Smiley, the executive director of the Fayetteville Housing Authority, shows the tour group around one of the units at Willow Heights. It had just been freshly painted. The first floor of the unit is made up of a living room and a kitchen, and Smiley points out it's missing something.
So these are upstairs, and you notice we don't have any bathrooms downstairs.
All of the units at Willow Heights have one bathroom, and it's upstairs, along with the bedrooms, which is where we head next.
You can tell we got new blinds and new vents, mm-hmm. Hookups for televisions and stuff like that.
Willow Heights is one of the three public housing developments run by the Fayetteville Housing Authority. It sits at the base of Mount Sequoia, about three blocks from the downtown square. Two of the bedrooms upstairs have a view of the old county courthouse and the owl mural on the corner of College Avenue and Center Street.
The view is very nice. But you can tell the rooms, of course, they were built in the 70s, so they're pretty small.
And Smiley adds, despite the view, that hasn't made the units easy to rent. Aside from the single upstairs bathroom, there's no air conditioning, so residents need to get their own window units. And then there's the flooding when it rains. When we visit, there are sandbags stacked up around some of the doors to the units at the bottom of the slope that makes up the property. Here's Housing Authority board member Melissa Terry speaking to the tour group.
Part of the challenge of this property is also its greatest asset. You know, I mean, like, it's got these amazing views and whatnot, but then it's also, it's got this sort of legacy terrain, if you will, that is a challenge to work with. But that's part of what the university is looking into.
Thanks to a grant, the University of Arkansas Community Design Center and the Engineering Department are both involved in studies at the Willow Heights property. The CDC is exploring whether it's possible to build additional units on the land. And Terry says the Engineering Department is doing a hydrological assessment to see what can be done about abating stormwater. But Denise Smiley adds, for now, both are just in the study phase. And in the meantime, the Housing Authority has to maintain all of its properties.
And I just want to say this is a study that's being presented. It's not something that the Housing Authority has elected to do at this point. Even though the study is not looking at the interiors of the buildings and doing repairs and things, as the Housing Authority and having yearly annual REACT inspections, that's something that we have to take care of. Even though the study may not be looking at that, that's a requirement that we have for safe, decent, and affordable housing.
So, Smiley says money for that kind of basic maintenance comes from the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development. On average, the Fayetteville Housing Authority has received about $250,000 each year over the last 5 years to maintain all of its public housing properties.
Where do you want to go next?
Let's go. Oh, do y'all want to walk around here a little bit more, or you want to go ahead and go over to Lewis?
Let's go to Lewis.
Okay. Yeah. Let's go to Lewis.
The group reassembles at Lewis Plaza. It's a public housing development located between Razorback Road and Ramey Junior High. Like Willow Heights, it was built in the 1970s. Smiley points out a black substance that coats some of the siding on the buildings.
Well, of course, that's a ding against us as far as financial. You know, if HUD comes, of course, it's missing siding. So we came over here last week and went through looking at all the different units and seeing what we needed to do as far as siding. So, of course, you got to, you know, match color and repaint the whole thing. You can't just, you know, put one piece of siding up there.
Smiley says HUD inspectors stop by annually.
So, and usually we don't get a whole lot of warning that that's going to happen. Usually around October is when we get inspected.
And there are other problems at Lewis Plaza. One of the buildings has sunk into the ground and is now uninhabitable. Here's Kyra McCown, the public housing director for the FHA.
It has sunk so much, it has separated our plumbing, so now the water is draining into the ground and not into...
Gotcha.
And Power Lift says they cannot come anymore and lift it.
And is that what they would do?
That we have lifted it until they said no more.
McCown says the company told them no more because once the sewer lines separated, the gas lines would be the next to go. So the FHA had to shut off all utilities and move out the tenants. McCown says the building will likely have to be torn down, just like another one nearby had to go a few years earlier. Before the tour group leaves Lewis Plaza, several residents stop by to talk.
The sink in my bathroom's literally coming off the wall.
All the maintenance on the properties is done by the Fayetteville Housing Authority. So Smiley, McCown, and Terry say they'll make sure it gets taken care of. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Susanna Sitek.
Denise Smiley says later this year, the Fayetteville Housing Authority Board will consider whether both Willow Heights and Lewis Plaza should undergo conversion to the Rental Assistance Demonstration Program. For now, Hillcrest Towers will remain as public housing because of sewer pipe problems that will have to be fixed using a $3 million emergency fund from HUD. Last year, the FHA had announced plans to sell Willow Heights to a developer. That led to public opposition, largely led by now board member Melissa Terry. To find out more about public housing in Fayetteville, you can go to KUAF.com and search Fayetteville Housing Authority.